Faster than shit through a goose. More powerful than a 1973 Ford Pinto. Able to leap from the couch within a couple of tries. Look, over there. It's a rhino. It's a landmass. No, it's Captain Punishment. Working class, limp dick, bad guy, ass kicker. Operation Attack Squirrel presents the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour. This week's issue, The Apparition Occupation, Part 4. It's boo time, folks. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour is brought to you by the Skag City Times bestseller, I'll Go to Bed Smelling Like Your Cock, But I'm Not Going to Work That Way, by A. Nicole Mallet. Read an inspiring tale of a 30-something submissive making her way in a dominating world. By A. Nicole Mallet. I'll Go to Bed Smelling Like Your Cock, But I'm Not Going to Work That Way. Today at www.safewordiscauliflower.com.
Previously on the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour, Captain Punishment went off his meds and spent the week naked in a treehouse. Charges pending. Oh, and he met a witch who's going to help him get rid of some bad ghosts. Our story picks up as Captain Punishment and his motley crew arrive in Skagchester County at the Zabrowski Mansion after a brief trip to the Skag City Strip.
Hello? Anybody fucking shit up in here?
Be careful, Mr. CP. You guys are such pussies. Out of the way.
Watch out, Alakassandra. We don't want to break you just yet.
Lobby is all clear, you ninnies.
It better be.
Hey, maybe we got lucky and they just left.
It's never that easy. They're still here.
How do you know?
I can feel them.
What do you mean, feel them? Like, sexually?
No, pervert. You know, like their spiritual mojo. What's down this hall?
The gym. You know, where CP never goes.
My money is on them turning your gym into an undead dance club. And this little girl would be swimming in the Benjamins.
As Alakassandra predicted, the gymnasium was now full of hundreds of young apparitions getting their groove on. Popular spectral DJ Way Way Underground pumps out loud beats as the massive crowd shakes their non-physical booties.
Unfucking believable. A ghost rave?
I told ya, the crew don't fuck around.
This is kinda awesome.
Yeah.
I don't mind that beat.
Get it.
Stop dancing, assholes.
All right, focusing. So, if they're throwing parties, then there's no telling what else they've done to this place. Everybody hold hands. Let's go see how fucked you are. Teleport us, kitsch anew!
The group disappears from the gym and reappears in the kitchen.
Bingo bango. They turned your kitchen into a fully functioning meth lab. Yay!
Like a real one or like a ghost one?
Real. They may be dead, but they need money just like the rest of us.
It's huge.
Yeah, very impressive. The bastards.
Is that the dad from Malcolm in the Middle standing behind that beaker?
Let's move on. Hands. Teleport us. Base Manu. Hey, look-see. Here in the basement, it's a huge grow room.
Whoa, there must be hundreds of pot plants down here.
Yes, hundreds.
It smells delicious.
Stop it. We have to destroy these immediately.
Yeah, let's not overreact here. These suckers are natural. We make clothes, robes, paper stuff.
And we're off. Hands. Teleport us. Libra anew. This, fellas, is a makeshift recording studio in what appears to have once been your library. Oh wait, it looks like some see-through lame-ass is about to lay down some tasty beats for us.
Yippee.
I'm coming at you deep from my head to my feet. When I'm tired, I sleep with a mouth full of teeth. But don't hate, appreciate, cause you come at me, my shit ain't fake. I
yep.
Got skills
it's
and
a turtle
bills.
Hatch.
I spills these chills ills, give you thrills in your hills.
Bitch.
I dig it.
Stop sucking.
Up next are the dorms. Hands, teleport us. Dorm anew. And welcome, gentlemen, to your very own cat house.
Whoa, are those prostitutes coming in and out of those rooms?
That's my guess.
They're gyna slinging in my dorm rooms?
They sure are, and it's making me feel funny in my penile area.
Me too.
Ew. And by the amount of people, I'd say business is a humpin' and a bumpin'.
Look, none of this is gonna help get the school open any quicker. I can't bring superpowered kids around this nonsense. Swift here is already about to blow a load in his shorts.
I have, 4 times already.
Slow down before you hurt yourself.
I just did it again.
Okay, so what's the plan here?
And again.
Hand me my bag of tricks.
Again.
So first off, we need to place these realm crystals all around the outside of the school. Swift?
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm on it.
Crystals planted.
So what do the crystals do?
It's going to take large amounts of all types of mystical energies to vanquish these pricks.
Whoa, this is getting serious.
You bet your ass. You're fucking with a heavyweight, son.
Where do we start?
Something simple first. Let's get rid of the shitty wannabe hip-hop artist in your library. Hands, teleportus Libra anew!
Cause my white ass is the shiznizzle.
All of you, stay behind me. The only way to deal with a lame-ass musical spirit is to hit him with something even more obnoxious. T-Swift us, annoy us!
In a puff of smoke, Taylor Swift appears, holding an acoustic guitar. She immediately starts wailing out a sad bastard ballad.
Why have you done this to us?
Shh, just wait.
You're the beast and I'm like
yo,
you.
Yo.
If you ask me, I think you look like Clooney with long hair.
What's this crazy shit, yo? My cracker ass be dripping hard. Y'all what I'm saying?
'Cause we could go out and maybe see a movie and you're gonna say, babe, you are the one. But I won't give it up that quick.
This trick hurt my ears, yo. She lame as shit.
But wait now, you never call, text me, or post on my Facebook wall. Starting to think you never loved me at all. You are strong, but I am the strongest. I know you love me, baby, I'm a hot mess.
Yo. Oh! Don't step to me, I flow like rockets. I got bills falling out of my pockets. I'm original, cynical, and bilingual. I'm congenital and extra-dimensional.
You can gobble up my balls.
What's happening?
They're having a suck-off, and not the good kind. Their contrasting styles of lame are starting to implode in on each other.
You are brilliant.
Daddy just bought me a car to cheer me up. This heart is broken, and that's what's up. Give you a chance to clean up your own mess. I know you love me, baby, I'm a hot mess.
Fuck off, I can't take this shit.
Hot mess.
I'm going back to the skag hand.
And he's out of there, folks. Bitch us, annoy us no mores.
Hey, that's like rude.
Now, Swift, quickly place these crucifixes around the room.
Gotcha, Miss A.
Room us, no more haunt us. There. Now this room is cleansed. Thank you.
It is a pleasure to watch you work, ma'am.
Don't I know it? All right. Off to the dorms. Hands. Teleport us, dorm anew.
And here we are, back at the CNC Fuck Factory.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Tongues off the floor, boys.
So what's your move with evicting fornicating phantoms?
When dealing with whores, be they living or not, if you have a problem, you see their pimp.
What's a pimp?
Me to you, keep quiet.
And from the look of these girls, we're gonna need the pimpest of all pimps. A hoe-slinging master. A real sucky salesman. A butt-
Yeah, we get it. Like who?
Like Grandmaster Sells Ass. Ghost Pimp.
Didn't that guy die, like, 4 years ago?
That doesn't mean he stopped pimping. I need you to think outside the box a little more, Lardman.
Just when you think the seedy underbelly is just seedy enough, whammo! Ghost Pimps!
To summon him, we must form a circle and hold hands.
Magic is real touchy-feely, I've noticed.
Why? Don't you like touching others?
Well, for me, it usually ends in a lawsuit.
Ah. Now, all together, let's say, hey, motherfucker, let me hit you up for a bit.
Hey, motherfucker,
hey,
let me motherfucker, hit you up for a bit.
Hey, motherfucker, let me hit you up for a bit.
Hey, motherfucker,
let me hit you up for a bit.
Okay, stop. That was fucking terrible. Everybody relax. Swift, what the fuck's up, man? You look like your head's gonna explode.
I know, you're giving us all the jeebies.
It's the sexual Disneyland eye fucking me from over there. I can't stand it.
Oh my.
I'm trying to concentrate, Miss A, but it's hard, real hard.
Ugh, Swift, aim that someplace else.
Whoa, whoa, hey there, little fella.
Swift, what do you want us to do?
I don't know.
Damn it, son. Learn some restraint. Hands together now.
Hang on. What do you say we take a second here, have a smoke, just chill on this whole demon fight for, you know, 5-10 minutes, whatever. I mean, you're young and fast. That should do it, right?
Sure, yes, absolutely, definitely, yep, you know it.
You can't be serious.
Sir, this
look,
is...
Look, I'm just saying, let the boy figure himself out for a few minutes, and then we'll get back to business. Oh, looky, somebody dropped a couple of 20s on the floor. Don't be picky.
Yahoo!
No, I am opposed to this.
And right on cue, Larbin comes in with a cock block.
Don't be a cock block, bro.
I am not being a cock block.
Yes, you are. The exact definition, in fact.
Please, Mr. Larbin, I need it so...
Look it, I'm having this here joint that I found in the basement. I don't know what you two jerk-offs are gonna do.
Fine.
Woohoo!
Be safe. Wrap it up. Oh, this is so not appropriate.
Relax, Larbin. Maybe you should get a poke.
Me? No way!
I think sex with a prostitute is something you should get used to, Larbin.
Hey, Lucky! Another couple of 20s just hit the floor. Make sure you wash your hands before and after.
I couldn't.
Sure you could. I'm betting you can finish in 5 minutes.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, get to it, man! Because once I smoke this down, we're going to be kicking these fuckers out. Now move it!
Okay.
What a sad bunch of losers you've aligned yourself with.
It happens. Why, is it a turnoff?
It doesn't help, but I dig you anyway, Punishment. Hey, let me hit that. As pathetic as that display was... Still a nice thing you're doing for your pals.
Well, I'm a nice guy.
We'll see what's behind your curtain, Mr. Punishment.
These two nitwits fawned over each other for several more minutes before finally kissing. Our heroes had a very heated, super makeout session while Lardman and Swift finally crossed over into manhood. It was a lovely 8 minutes until Lardman and Swift suddenly flew down the hallway toward Punishment.
No, I'm not done!
What the hell?
Ah, fuck. These two morons just got the attention of the management. Here comes the security.
I got confused on what they meant by double dipping.
Ugh, come on, get your asses up.
Hands together. First things first, let's handle the heat. Wallace, face smash us!
The spectral security guards were thrust face first against the wall.
Okay, now say, in unison, hey, motherfucker, let me hit you up for a bit.
Hey, motherfucker, let me hit you up for a bit.
Show yourself, we got bitches.
Show yourself, we got bitches.
High-class bitches.
High-class bitches.
Low-class bitches.
Low-class bitches.
But most importantly, we got nasty bitches.
But most importantly, we got nasty bitches.
Who's that talking about nasty bitches?
Hey, Big Daddy. It's me, Alakassandra.
Alakassandra? Shit. What's up, baby girl?
I need to hit you up for a bit.
You got me some nasty bitches?
The nastiest.
Shit, let me finish my mani pedi and I'll be right with you.
Thanks, Big Daddy.
Big Daddy? What's with that?
It's nothing. Inside joke.
I bet. Deep inside.
No, nothing like that. Jeez.
Instantly, Grandmaster Selzass appears in all his hustling glory. Decked out in his finest 70s pimp attire on this plane or any other, he embraced Alakassandra with a giant bear hug.
Damn, Alakassandra, you looking good.
I'm not looking nearly as fly as you. Look at those diamond rings and those star sunglasses. You're about to blind my ass. I'd say the afterlife is treating you well.
I can't complain, girl. Bitches be bitches, whether they breathing or not. You feel me?
I feel ya. So I got a proposition for ya.
What you got for me?
I got a bunch of fine-ass hoes just looking for some new representation.
Living or dead?
Mostly dead, but could be a breather in there.
Where they at?
Here, at my boy Captain Punishment's place.
What up, player?
Pleasure to meet ya.
Punishment here has an outbreak of hang-onsy haunt hoes. And as you can see, they've started a whorehouse.
They sure the fuck did. Look at them bitches.
What? I see you staring, bitch. Get a taste. What's up?
So, sexy sweetie, what you want from me?
Just take the hose. We need them out of here.
What's the catch?
Nothing. My gift to you, since we got history.
Bitch, please.
Fine. They're Boo Woo Crew girls.
Fuck you, bitch. I ain't fucking around with no crew hoes. You can suck my damn dick with that shit.
Are you seriously gonna bitch out on me? You? I've been talking you up to my boys, and now you make me look like an asshole. Shame on you.
Oh, don't play me like that. My game ain't fucking with crew shit.
We'll handle the crew. We just need to lower the numbers in this place.
You're asking a fucking lot.
I know, but it's still a win-win for you. Now get your stroll on and get you some bitches.
What the fuck ever? Let's just get this shit over with.
There you go. Work it. Lay it down.
All right, bitches, there's a new sheriff in town. Get your asses over here.
Wow, he is an impressive pimp.
Now listen up. You hoes is under new management. Don't ask why. It ain't none of your goddamn business. Just keep your mouth shut and I'll fill you in on the rest. Now let's go get something to eat.
Where's he taking them?
Back on the stroll, little man. You ever in my neighborhood, come see me. I'll hit you up with a little discount.
Thanks, Big Daddy. The assist is much appreciated.
There ain't too many fine-ass bitches out there that serve up exotic spirit pussy on a platter. You the shit, girl.
I know it, but it's still good to hear. Now enjoy. Hit me up next time you're in town. I'll get you show tickets.
For sure. Later, homies.
Bye. Thank you.
Safe trip. Text when you get home.
Bye, Rosa. I'll love you forever.
Ay, te amo. Te quiero, Swiftito. Vaya con Dios.
Give it up for quick whore removal. Swift. Crucifixes. I want one in every room, three in each bed.
With a broken heart, I continue on.
You'll live. Okay, so now what?
Now we tackle the motherload, the rave. This is where the crew will come after us, so keep your shit together. Anybody need to go potty or pop their cherry before we start?
Not me.
Me either.
Wonderful. Hands together and we're off. Teleport us, Jimmo! All right, head for the DJ booth. I'll open up a purgatory spiritual portal. When it's open, you distract DJ Way Way Underground with this fake record deal and move him towards the portal. Make it quick before we draw too much attention. Go! Purg us, port us, open us!
Just as Alexandra said, the purgatory portal opened up. Captain Punishment and Lardman run over to DJ Way Way Underground's booth.
Excuse me? I'm with Ace Talent Agency, and I totally dig your vibe. My boss and I would love to have a word with you.
No shit!
Yes, he's right over here.
What's up? You like what you hear?
I love you, kid. You got talent by the buckets full. I gotta have you. I'll make you a star. You'll be a multimedia sensation. Just sign here on the dotted line.
Finally! Even after my death, I knew hard work would eventually pay off.
The DJ floats toward the contract, which leads him up to the portal.
Now a little magical shove. Push Inski!
What? No! How disappointing!
Purgus Portus, shut us!
Oh, she did it. He's gone.
Now we gotta convince this crowd to move the party.
How are we going to do that?
We make an even better party. I've got an idea. Let me see a mic. Are you having a good time tonight? Is everybody fucked up out there? Who likes cocaine? Who likes cockfights and ant farms? Then make your way to 1414 Skeevy Lane. Go on in, make yourself at home and blow the roof off the joint. Admission is free for the first 50 people. Two drink tickets.
It's working.
Where did you send them?
Bill O'Reilly's house.
Nice.
Yep. But now the final act is about to get real dramatic.
The crowd is finally gone with only a few stragglers when suddenly all the lights in the room explode.
Nut up. Here they come.
Oh, stay close.
Tenderfoot.
You sorry motherfuckers been busy.
Bitches been fucking up shit real good.
Yeah, let's make their assholes explode. And I can lick them.
I like to lick asshole. Let's see, this is my tongue going in the asshole.
No, hold. Wait. Is that fucking Alakassandra?
Zucchetti? No fucking way.
Yep, it's me, boys.
Why are you trying to fuck up our shit, bitch?
Because you don't belong here and you know that, bitch.
Trigger, go where I want. I look asshole all over this town.
In that second, old dirty asshole pulls out his paranormal pistol and fires several spectral shots at Alakassandra.
Lucky force fieldy!
Alakassandra gets up her force field spell in time, but the impact sends her flying onto her ass.
Oh!
Alakassandra! I've had enough of this. You fellows have overstayed your welcome now.
Punishment darts toward the crew, but Mayhem Man waves his hand and a black hole opens on the floor. Without noticing, Punishment falls into the hole. He ends up in the basement, face down in a bag of soil.
Why is it always face first?
Captain Punishment!
Lardman, what do we do?
I don't know. Run!
The two morons try to run, but end up smacking into each other, rendering them both unconscious.
All right, assholes. Now you pissed me off. I summon Creep! Creep to me! Creep I seek! Seeing Creep would be pretty sweet!
Arriving from beyond were the supernatural gangsters known as the Creepy Crenshaw Kids. The tension could be cut with a nine as these two opposing forces squared off at one another.
What the fuck you doing here, Sleepy D?
Fucking your night up, pussy. Who said you take up on the west side?
We said it.
Dirty, keep your filthy bitch-ass mouth shut.
Fuck you, little insane. You Crenshaw boys know better than to stick your fingers in crew Kool-Aid.
Come on, motherfucker. Do something.
I'll do something.
I'm already doing something.
Hey, killer. Tell your ex, Faith Bebe, to stop calling my ass. I got mine. She need to fuck off.
You're not supposed to bring babies' bombs into this shit. Kill their ass.
Fuck you, Crenshaw boys.
The groups fire their spectral firearms at each other in what seemed like a pointless display of cockwaving. While they are distracted, Alakassandra makes her way up to her feet and aims her wand at the gangsters.
Banner shade, I fuck away! Come on, open! Banishay thy fuck away! Banishay thy fuck away! Banishay thy fuck away!
After a few seconds of chanting, a large portal opened up and began swallowing up the various gangsters. And then there was silence, as all of the spirits were finally vanquished from the mansion.
Oh, I did it! I fucking did it!
Out of nowhere appears Sourman the Buggerer, with Ickley Barnum in tow.
It appears these buffoons have sought assistance by your...
I know who this little bitch is!
No, it can't be!
Listen, you meddling little chotch! You better get your fucking ass out of here!
Sourman aims his staff of power at Alakassandra.
Dias Contus!
A fiery magic blast shoots from the villain's staff, heading straight for Alakassandra.
Locke Force Fielding!
Alakassandra manages to block Sourman's blast just in time.
Sir, this does not help you remain anonymous.
Quickest retreatus!
The two villains disappear, leaving the mansion finally quiet.
Jesus! My dad just showed up out of nowhere. What the fuck was that all about? Hey, where is everybody? Punishment, do you copy? Where are you?
In the basement.
Well, I got rid of your ghost infestation.
That's sweet.
Why don't you get up here and give me a proper thank you?
Cool. I'll be up there in just a minute.
And now, a quick message from our sponsor.
This issue of the Captain Punishment Adventure Hour was brought to you by the Skag City Times bestseller, I'll Go to Bed Smelling Like Your Cock, But I'm Not Going to Work That Way, by A. Nicole Mallet. Now in full color pop-up and scratch and sniff variations. I'll Go to Bed Smelling Like Your Cock, But I'm Not Going to Work That Way. Slip this rigid tome in your sack today.
It looks as if our heroes finally caught a break in the form of Alakassandra. Does this mean the captain will finally climb out of his hole? Absolutely not. So be sure to join us next week when Captain Punishment gets banned from the underwater kingdom of Atlantis. Same cap time, same cap station. This issue was written by
Mac Welch,
illustrated by Tony Perry, inked by
Emily O'Connor,
Danielle Hernandez,
Sevens Martinez,
colored by
Tara James,
Ali Sitar,
lettered by
Grant Cooper,
Jeremiah Jerkowitz,
RJ Battier,
edited by
Michael Hull,
published by
Brenda Welch.
This issue was recorded at
Plain Truth Entertainment Recording Studio, NYC.
And engineered by
Steve Sola, a.k.a. The Mix King.
Yeah! Puss cat, yeah, yeah, puss cat, yeah.